podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
This is TWiT News Special number 378, recorded Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. Google's Pixel Fall Launch. No ads, just the content. That's what you get when you join Club TWiT. You even get extras like TWiT Plus, our new bonus feed just for members, and exclusive access to the Club TWiT Discord community. Join now for just $7 a month and support TWiT as we continue to create top-notch podcasts you expect and deserve. We're just getting started, so be one of the first to join as we build Club TWiT from the ground up. You could be an early member. Go to twit.tv/clubtwit to learn more and sign up now. Thanks. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. Joining me, Jason Howell from All About Android and Tech News Weekly. Hello, Jason.
What's happening, Leo? I wish I could be in there with you, but alas, I'm in the corner of my bedroom again.
This has been a crazy week. Yesterday, Apple announced a bunch of new computers. Tomorrow, Samsung's going to go, me too, me too. And in between the sandwich, this is the long-awaited Pixel 6 launch. Do you think, Jason, we actually know everything there is to know about this phone?
It really seems that way. I mean, Google, at this point, I think Google embraces the fact that it's horrible at keeping secrets when it comes to its hardware. So they've done the last couple of years, they've basically said, oh, you know, early on, months earlier, said, okay, well, here's what we got coming up. Beat this, leakers. And still, everything gets leaked to high heaven, you know, leading up to the event. So if you've read anything about the Pixel 6 and the 6 Pro in the last couple of weeks, you probably know everything. I think there was even a Target leak like a couple of days ago that had something to do with pricing.
Somebody took
we'll
a
find
picture.
Out for certain.
Target apparently had already put the stickers on the shelves. There wasn't any product, but the stickers said the price. So, yeah, and all of the stuff that we know kind of matches, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a that gives me a lot of confidence. There was one interesting leak yesterday of some sort of product package that would give you a new Pixel every year, Google Fi, stuff like that. So kind of an
Pixel
Apple
Pass.
One. Pixel Pass, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that's
incredible?
Yeah, I've been
hearing about that for a
couple
weeks.
Like the illustration we saw was very realistic.
Yeah, I mean, I think I first heard about this a couple of weeks ago, and Brandon Lee on YouTube had a screenshot of like a product page from it. And sure, these things could be faked, but I mean, it looked pretty legit. And then, like you said, everything that's come out afterwards about it seems to confirm the original leak. So yeah, I think that's probably going to happen.
This is the Brandon screenshot. Pixel Pass is a monthly subscription that addresses users' mobile needs end-to-end. You get a bundle from Google Pixel phone with promise of regular upgrades. I think upgrades means hardware, right?
That I think is the open question. That's the question that I have. Does this mean that every year you get a new Pixel, or does this mean that you just get their commitment to, you know, updates to the software, which on the Pixel 6 is expected to be 5 years, and I think that breaks down to 4 years of major updates and then an extra year of security
updates.
That's
actually fantastic. I think
that's amazing. Yeah,
any Android phone is guaranteed. You also get Google One Play Pass, according to this leak, YouTube Premium Play Pass network coverage from Google Fi, extended device warranty. So we'll be watching for that. We're about a minute and a half out from the event. If we go to the feed, you'll see right now they're showing the things we've already seen, which is basically ads for the Pixel 6, including images of the Pixel 6. I think it's a good-looking phone, and I think there are a lot of Pixel fans who are interested. The rumor today was that Google has ordered twice as many Pixel 6 phones as they sold last year. So if that's true, they're pretty bullish on this.
Well, and they said early on, I know the reports were that Google was saying, we plan to go all out on marketing on this, big push.
They already have.
Know, which,
I've seen ads
everywhere. Which they already have, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're leading into the holiday season. I mean, if there is a Google phone, a Google-created phone that stands to draw in the attention that I think Google hopes its hardware, you know, lineup can do,
right. This
seems to be it. Because, you know, especially on the leaks, everybody seems super positive about it, right? It's not like, oh, you know, I guess it's okay, but it kind of looks weird. Like, everybody's like, I want this. So that says something.
We're going to put ourselves in the little bubbles. If you want to see the unexpurgated, uncommentated version of the stream, of course, you can go to Google's own stream. I'm sure they're streaming it on YouTube and elsewhere. But if you watch this stream, you're going to hear Jason and me talking about what Google's announcing as well as what Google announces. So that, just That's so you right. know, this is the commentary version, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 version. Here we go.
Might even have a couple of surprises in store for you.
Sounds like you know something I don't.
Yeah.
So we're starting with a woman in the shower, which is, I think, a little intimate, but...
That's a strange place to start,
singing,
I suppose.
Baby Come Back, poorly. So this is to show that... Google, in its advertising, also has been embracing older songs.
Hey, Google, turn the lights off, please. There's a new
world coming. This one She's got the dog in the backpack.
This is all about you.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah, that's what they...
And material you.
Yeah, that's what they've been pushing, hasn't it? Yeah, it's all... It's you. It's your fun. She's getting on the subway with her Pixel 6.
Did she just use it as a ticket? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, she's got Pixel
all right.
Buds. She's got another dog. She's doing the dog-to-dog selfie. So this is really just marketing at this point, since we don't... There's no surprises. There's no revelations.
Yeah.
Translate. We've also heard this simultaneous translate. Google's been flogging this for years, though. I don't...
They have, but I think it's the simultaneous. There's something about the translate on the new Pixel 6 with the Tensor chip. That's a deeper translation, more real time. It's like concurrent translations happening in visual and audio.
Well, and also,
I think that's what's different.
You'll hear a lot about this on phone, that they're not sending this information back to Google, that we now have the power in the phone to do this on phone. And that's, I think, a response to Apple's privacy push. And people are concerned about Google. So you'll hear a lot of this. Apple's been saying it for some years, too. Everything we do is on phone. There's the Google store in New York.
I don't know if this has ever happened, but is it past 10 o'clock?
Rick Osterloh.
There's Rick Osterloh.
I'm here in our beautiful Google store in the heart of New York City, where we're going to show you a few new things we've been working on.
He's the hardware guy for Google.
Some of them for quite a long time. Today,
quite
you're going to see real breakthroughs across many different technologies and teams at Google, all coming together to create a more helpful, personal smartphone experience for each person.
That's a smart thing for Google to remind people, is it's more than just a phone maker.
We're doing what Google does.
There's a synergy.
Developing advanced technologies and taking on massive scale tech challenges, which in the end are all about helping you out and making your day easier. For so many Google products, from search to Gmail to Google Photos, AI is the foundational technology.
Very clear edit.
This is how it rolls nowadays, it seems like. The pre-recorded, highly produced.
Microsoft tries to pretend they're doing it live. Apple does not.
Helpful technology,
but they're also a little more
like
adept.
If you're pre-recorded, just make it pre-recorded. Like, people get it. People know.
Yeah.
From a Google hardware perspective, everything we're doing is in pursuit of that vision. And the smartphone has a huge role to play. The phone is the most personal technology in people's lives. So it's only natural that your phone should be the
Google
central
Fi
control
and on
device.
The Google Store,
of an
we're sorry,
system.
But buying devices is unavailable
your phone needs
at this
to
time.
You understand that's, you and your world.
The usual
lockdown
signal that something,
your unique
something's
needs
happening.
And
something is amiss.
How you speak and what you care about. That's what we set out to create with Pixel.
We'd like to know what you care about. Please
most
tell us.
Helpful phone.
In fact, that's Google what our business
phone.
Is based
yeah,
on.
That's our business
model. Helpfulness and intelligence of
literally.
Google and adapts it
no,
to you.
Most personal.
Now, this approach has led to a lot of groundbreaking smartphone innovation over the years, from the Pixel camera to the Google Assistant to the speech and translation models we've pioneered. And we've always done a great job of tuning our software to get the best real-world performance out of Pixel's hardware. Now, this year is quite a bit different.
That's indeed true.
We have state-of-the-art hardware, which means Pixel
as opposed
can deliver
to the past
even more impressive
2 years?
Real-world
as opposed to the Pixel
as well
5,
as new
which is not quite state-of-the-art.
It would have never been possible before. We're getting the most out of leading-edge hardware and software
an issue
and
if,
AI.
If you use Qualcomm's chip names,
the brains of
people
our new
know
Pixel lineup
if you're using
Google
this year's
Tensor,
or last year's model.
A mobile
and there's
system on a chip
so true.
That we
yeah.
designed specifically
so by
around our
a Google
ambient
chip.
Computing vision and Google's work in AI.
Although we believe that Samsung
making.
Is very involved in these chips, right?
We work closely with our AI researchers.
Is that right? Samsung? Who's making these chips?
That run well.
I know that Samsung has been rumored to be involved to some capacity, yes. And I don't know if that comes down to the 5G hardware specifically or if that goes deeper into the Tensor chip. But yes, Google is involved.
And turn it from a one-size-fits-all piece of hardware into a device that's intelligent enough to respect and accommodate the differences between each person. Now we can give you Google's best speech recognition in a smartphone. The speech models are trained to understand natural speaking patterns, accents, dialects, and how to translate them accurately into other languages. We've developed the most advanced smartphone camera ever. It intuitively understands how to get the best picture for you. Your life, your friends, your face and skin tone, as well as the nuance in the world around you.
Really curious to see.
We can deliver our most helpful smartphone experience.
Video quality has been
one that understands and anticipates what you need when you need it. The phone experience is designed for inclusion at its core. We've taken real steps in hardware, software, and AI to prioritize historically underserved communities, particularly in the camera.
Apple has done this silently.
It's the highest rated phone
Google's
for security.
Happy to
that keeps
surface
your information
this.
Safe and private.
Well, I feel like Google's had its own issues around this too. So maybe this is more Google saying, "Hey, you know, we've stumbled." Although they didn't say that, but we've stumbled in the past in this regard, and now we're focused on making it better.
Smartphones.
The most exciting piece of information
right
is that Google is
in the new Pixel 6,
designing the chip.
Our most helpful, most personal,
here's the base
most
model.
Google phone ever.
Really love
Pixel
the design,
6
I have to
is
say.
Designed
that
inside
camera bump
now
up, we'll have to see.
To understand
wait a minute, Jason, don't you have one? Can you? Oh, my
you
God.
Right away, a major evolution in phone's design.
So is that camera bump as aggressive as it looks?
New Pixel camera bar. How to completely redesign cameras.
This has been embargoed until the event, so Jason.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a squared-off camera bump. It sticks out. But I wouldn't say that it's overtly aggressive. You know, to be honest, I'm going to put a case on it anyways, so it kind of doesn't bother me regardless.
Right.
It sits very flat on the table, and that's a good thing.
Lean into the fact that there's a camera bump, you know.
To safeguard your information. And we've made big improvements to boost every aspect of performance, from the all-day adaptive battery with fast charging speeds.
Have you had it long enough
5G
to know
connectivity,
battery life is
or even faster downloading?
No, and to be honest, I'm not really supposed to talk about kind of experiential stuff.
Just general impressions.
Okay. Yeah. But I haven't had it that long regardless.
Okay. There's a price, and it is, in fact, $599 for the base model. And pre-order now is what they said. Although
our most advanced the
store that's
is not
a solid price.
It's a very, very good price.
Consider that last year you were paying $100 less than that and getting like way
they're leading
less
with
for
the price, which is very, that shows you. It's very aggressive. Let's see what we get on
the new telephoto
Pro.
Lens. And on the front, you have an ultra-wide front camera that shoots 4K video. It's got a bigger and better
that's the Pro you're holding.
6.7-inch dynamic display.
That's a nice that big.
Goes
it's
up
big.
To 120 hertz for smooth scrolling
larger.
And fluid animation.
120 hertz
while going
is what
down
expect.
To 10 hertz to save power.
To save battery.
Pro includes 12 gigabytes of RAM for speedy performance.
That's a lot of RAM.
And seamless app
that's
switching
a good
and
a good amount of RAM.
It's our fastest and smartest Pixel yet. Pro has the biggest battery we've ever put in a Pixel, and it has a fresh, high-end design with sophisticated colors and refined finishes.
The design is similar between the Pro and
Pro
the regular, but
available today,
colors.
Yeah,
$899
is a starting
price.
Point, which
very
is a great introductory price for a Pro model.
From a Pixel
let's see what you get for $899.
Today,
we know we get 12 gigs of RAM.
Full tour let's see how much Pixel 6
storage.
And Pixel 6 Pro.
You get an extra camera.
And working our way in. Here's Isabel.
And the stylings are a little different too. Like,
yeah,
it's like the 6 has kind of a mattish ness around the edges, where the Pro it's more like a chrome kind of glossy shiny thing.
Right.
You know.
Here's a designer.
The form factor to
talking
the materials
the
to the UI.
Exactly what you were talking.
The first
about.
Design element I'll show you is probably the first one you noticed: the camera bar.
Yeah, how could you not?
The Pixel camera has been celebrated since the beginning.
It's a signature.
And we've been subtly evolving our camera design over the years.
So very happy with the prices. That was what we thought, right? That's the same price we saw.
I mean, that matches what we were, what the leaks were. That isn't the price that I thought was going to happen. I thought it was going to come in more expensive before a couple of days ago.
Anything under $1,000 is a big deal.
I kind of thought it was going to be $999 for the Pro. Yeah.
And Pixel 6 Pro has a telephoto camera.
So the Google Store is now open. In a small Pixel 6 Pro, I can't actually go to it. It gives me a 500 error, which is probably
not
what
hand.
Google wants.
No, not at all.
To think outside the box, so to speak. So the industrial design.
I mean, these prices, the aggressiveness of the prices, do you think this has to do with the Tensor chip and the fact that Google isn't paying extra for a Qualcomm tax? It's got to be part of it. Or Google's just taking a loss on these things to make it a big success.
You probably also noticed that Pixel 6 has a distinctively different look and feel from previous models. We designed the phone to be graphic, vibrant, and unique. Pixel 6 has a textured black metal band.
They don't sell in carrier stores, right? You can't get this through a carrier.
That look like nothing else in the world.
You can get the Pixels in all carriers now.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
I know you can, but do they sell them in the store? You know, if I go to a T-Mobile store,
right,
can I see a Pixel phone?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Accented with a punch from the textured black metal band. And our dark color option is
they have
simple,
a whole Pixel area.
But not plain. We're using dark gray tones for an understated and minimalistic
look. Very attractive phone. The camera bump might be controversial,
and
but as you
Pixel
say, most
6
people
Pro,
use
it. We were inspired
cases.
By high quality finishes used in jewelry and watches.
And I think it's probably good
our
to
most
embrace
refined
the camera
phone
bump.
Made with polished unibody metal.
If you want a camera lens that has more extension, then you almost need a camera bump unless you want a super fat phone. It's the trade off.
But they go all the way across where most other manufacturers just have a bump that's in one spot, you know.
And then it flops on the table awkwardly whenever. Right. It's set down.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
And the high polished silver.
I'm cool to embrace the side to side.
We're also pairing
light
gold with warm colors for luxurious.
Yeah, that's the color that I have actually. Which
and
I will say
course,
in person
we have a tailored
kind of has a little bit of a pink, more of a pinkish hue. Not quite as pink as what you see on the 6, but
the Pro is understated look. The color choices are different, right, from the Pro and the...
Yeah, I would say they're subdued. They're more subdued on the Pro line than they are on the regular lineup. You're going to get some of the more punchy colors on the regular lineup.
Spigen already has its Pixel 6 cases online, thanks,
Scooter-X. That really melts into the frame of the device. Scrolling is super smooth with a dynamic refresh rate that gives you peak performance.
Yeah, it looks like their cases are particularly designed
lower power consumption when
wrap around the bump. And
Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro are as durable as they are beautiful.
I actually have Google's case.
Oh, there you go.
What it's worth. Yeah. And I mean, it just fits right over the top.
Yeah, now it's all flat, right?
It's completely flat.
So the phone can withstand inevitable flashes and scratches. Underneath the display, the new Pixel have a fast and secure fingerprint sensor for easy unlocking.
Under screen
Pixel
fingerprint
sensor. We're also continuing our investment
sensor.
In making our products more sustainable.
Right.
For example,
no
Pixel
fingerprint
6
sensor
and
anymore.
Pixel 6 Pro are designed with recycled aluminum to reduce their carbon footprint. But perhaps the most important sustainability move we can make is improving the phone that you already have so that you can go longer between upgrades. That's the idea behind feature drops. Even older Pixels are constantly getting new features, so that keep on getting better over time. And when it's time to upgrade, just send us your old Pixel and we'll make sure it's responsibly recycled. And to protect your phone until then, our series of Pixel 6 cases are made of recycled materials and they're a perfect match for accentuating Pixel's design and colors. The frosted translucent cases fit seamlessly around the camera bar, letting the colors show through. So your Pixel is protected by its case without the design and the colors of the phone disappearing. The accessories, the colors,
smart.
The display, the materials.
That's always
changing.
The thing that makes me sad about cases is they hide.
Yes, exactly.
What's underneath?
It's like, here's this unique phone, and let's just cover it with a bland, ordinary case.
We wanted to create a complete phone experience built around you. Our design team developed
Spigen
the Spigen Pixel 6 exterior in parallel with the software development on the Android team, so that the colors, the forms, and what's on the screen all work together in a single beautiful and fluid experience. And here's Sabrina to share what we've been working on together.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the previous Pixel generation's fabric cases. I really have liked cases, even though they kind of get dirty over time. But there's also a texture to them that makes them not slippy.
Yeah.
These kind of feel like they're going to be a little slippy by comparison.
Android 12 is especially stunning on Pixel 6. We designed it using our years of mobile OS experience.
So, of course, this phone will come with a new version of Android, which is still in beta, but should any day now.
Of Android.
Well, I mean, it was officially released to AOSP, like the official version of it. If you have a Pixel device that's been running the beta, you haven't been upgraded yet.
Right.
I'm hoping that today is that day that they do that.
And we think you're going to love it.
And no one else has
it. For starters, your entire phone UI updates to reflect whatever
it's not on any phones yet, unless you're running the beta.
The system does the rest, determining which colors are dominant, which are complementary.
But even us, we're running the beta.
It then applies different shades to different parts
no
of the
update.
Interface.
I just checked.
You can see this gorgeous wallpaper.
Oh, I do have an update, so you might want to check.
How it influences the surfaces on my phone as a sunny gold color
this
scheme.
This is the Pixel 4
It even matches
XL.
The hardware.
That's how far behind I am.
As often as I want, I can give my
And are you on the beta or are you on the regular?
Yeah, I'm on the beta. So I'm really getting an update now for my beta.
So I can quickly update my Pixel.
Might just be the October security update.
You can see how the different UI elements
I'm preparing a system update as well.
Including the system UI, apps, icons, and search bar. And we've reimagined every aspect of the UI, so you'll instantly notice how responsive and smooth everything feels. It's more fluid and adapted to your needs.
Introducing Android 12.
This
is the official Android 12 update.
The official update. Nice. Okay, I was hoping that would happen today.
Android.com/12 for more information.
Weather, your YouTube
so there you go. They pushed that out.
Because this event really, it is, about the Pixel 6. It's also kind of the Android 12 coming out party,
As far as like,
and now everybody who has a Pixel will get it.
All this material design and material use. The weird clocks.
I've really enjoyed the beta. Like, I think it's a really great direction.
I think
Android needed a kick in the pants as far as kind of the experience is concerned.
Look at that. The notification can have the QR code for your boarding pass. I like that.
The at a glance.
It's great for when I work out. When I'm getting ready to start my run, I pop in my Pixel Buds and I'm able to jump right into my YouTube music
playlist.
Sorry,
not going to buy the Pixel Buds. I just
been burned. Then when I'm running,
once tonight,
I understand.
Live workout stats.
I will say the Pixel Buds A series has been really great for me.
Okay, good.
In ways that the original were not.
The
original would cut out.
Yeah.
And the A series has been almost entirely solid for me. But Jeff Jarvis, I think, had a different experience.
No,
he's
not.
Your
he's
mileage
not
may vary.
Returning. And this is a very competitive area. There are lots of choices. So. And
privacy. Yeah. Oh.
Pixel
no question.
Scooter X says the Target pre-orders are rumored to be getting free Pixel Buds. That might be one way to get them out there.
I heard about that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, you might as well.
Tested against real.
They certainly don't ship with any earbuds. Not anymore. They also don't ship with a charger, so keep that in mind.
A new CPU-based subsystem. That means it's a real core on the Tensor chip that's separate from the application processor. So sensitive tasks and controls run in an isolated environment. We're also introducing the next generation of our industry-leading dedicated security chip, Titan M2, which works with Tensor Security Core to protect your sensitive user data, PINs, and passwords. We made Titan M2 even more resilient to advanced attacks.
Google, Samsung,
like electromagnetic
and Apple all do the hardware.
Yeah.
Voltage glitching. And even laser fault injection.
I'm curious because I know it's got, obviously it's got the in-display fingerprint sensor, but it also supports facial scan security.
Good. That's
and
nice.
I really liked that on the 4, the 4XL, but it also had extra hardware to make it better.
Right.
And, so I don't know how it's going to be on this one, or if I'm going to trust.
There's
it
that
to
5 years
it.
Of security updates, which is huge.
There you go.
No one else does that, right? That's the longest guarantee in Android.
I feel like it's Google's responsibility to set the precedent on this.
I agree.
We've also pulled a lot of help.
People keep their phones. We know that. You know, 5 years is a little long, but I know a lot of people have 5-year-old phones.
Here are a few safety features.
I mean, if the hardware supports 5 years, great.
Right.
That's my other question. There's a lot of hardware out there that might not even last five years.
The green check mark means I'm all clear and don't need to take any actions right now. You'll now see indicators right on the screen when an app is accessing your mic and camera feed.
Apple does this as well. This is great.
Quickly turn the camera and mic on and off.
We're getting parody in a lot of these privacy features.
The new privacy dashboard helps you make informed decisions about which apps get your
permission. It'd be interesting to see if people trust Google when it comes to privacy.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I think they should. I think that, you know,
many of the ML models,
Google's pretty upfront about what it collects and what it doesn't collect.
On-device sandbox called private compute.
And they're paying more attention to giving options around certain features that we expect to be on the device instead of in the cloud all the time.
She's talking about private compute core, which does not leave your device. So there's data on your device that cannot leave.
Detecting potential risks in phone calls, text messages,
be careful with this message.
And links.
Yeah, see, I think Google's very good at this stuff.
Looks suspicious.
Google certainly the carriers aren't doing
safe online
it.
Than anyone else in the world.
And if they are, they're charging you for it.
And security guides our hardware development as well. When you add up all these new security and privacy enhancements across the OS, the UI, and the hardware itself, Pixel 6 demonstrates Google's continued commitment to security innovation.
That's an interesting claim. Most layers of hardware security in any phone.
It's a mobile AI computer called Google Tensor.
I wonder if you put that claim to the test.
Here's Rick.
Here's Tensor. This will be interesting to see what they're doing with this. I don't know if they're going to be forthright about who's really making the chip, who's designing it, how much of it is Google, how much Samsung.
But the biggest mobile hardware innovation in the history of the company. It's the culmination of years of investment in AI and Google's deep experience in silicon.
I can now pre-order
the name
on the
Fi
store. Save with Pixel Pass. Well, they've even made that. They've even made that live on the Pixel store, on the Google Fi store.
Technologies
kind of sounds like everything's just going live at 10.
Our open source AI and ML software library.
$8.99.
And our Tensor processing units.
Yeah, the site's really slow though.
To power machine learning. In our data
you might
centers.
Even get the free Pixel Buds A pre-order on the Google store.
I'll let you know.
Frankie Tech and
Google's
Discord is mentioning something about
in
that.
AI directly on a mobile device. This is an area where we've been held back for years, but now we're able to open a new chapter in AI-driven smartphone innovation. Tensor also gives us a hardware foundation
that we'll
be building on for
not
years to come.
Hit. They're doing things, but then nothing seems to be loading.
Congratulations, you have ordered 20 pixels.
It could be.
So different about Tensor.
Everybody gets a pixel. It also occurs to me that with the Tensor chip, Google designing the Tensor chip, that enables them to do the 5 years of updates. When they're beholden to something like Qualcomm, you know, if Qualcomm stops supporting a chip, there's only so much you can do.
These innovations are built around our machine learning research. It's in Google's DNA and drives everything we do. While Google is known for groundbreaking work in ML, there's one place we haven't always been able to bring it, and that's a smartphone. Mobile chips simply haven't been able to keep pace with Google research. And rather than wait for them to catch up, we decided to make one ourselves. We needed a chip that was engineered to fulfill our vision of what should be possible on Pixel. So, a few years ago, Google's team of researchers came together to collaborate across hardware, software, and ML. The result of that work is Google Tensor.
Yep. Pixel A series buds on us.
Every aspect of Tensor was designed and optimized to run Google's ML models.
This
permeates our entire chip. We're
Pixel Pass,
great insights.
$55 a month includes $5 off Fi service, YouTube Premium Music, device protection, 200 gigabytes, Google One storage, and Google Play Pass. $394 savings over 2 years.
For the image signal processor, ISP.
I'd have to do the math on it.
Cloudy, white,
it doesn't say anything
sunny,
about the hardware.
I'm going to go sort of sunny.
128
gigabytes included, 256 gigabytes not available, it says. I don't know what that means, but I don't need 256.
It includes two big ARM X1 cores. The 20-core GPU also delivers a premium
gaming. After 2 years, Pixel Pass customers get the option to upgrade their phone to the next version. So you hold on to your device for 2 years.
Oh, I have to check my credit to get Pixel Pass. I think I'm not going to do that, only because I have a credit freeze and I would now have to go out unfreeze.
Tensor was designed for
I did hear about that.
Yeah,
up to this event.
But that's for Pixel Pass because you're
right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It has to be really good at heterogeneous computing. Here's what that means.
Ah, you have to get Stormy Black to get the 256 gigabytes.
More complex,
and that'll be $9.99.
Parts of the chip. This is heterogeneous.
Interesting.
Computing. To get good
but
performance
I want sort of sunny.
For complex applications,
yeah.
We made system-level decisions for these
but,
systems.
But you only can get it in stormy black.
Different subsystems inside Tensor work really
so
well together.
Ugly.
Rather than optimizing individual elements.
Yeah, I've been liking the colorful phones lately.
CPU and
I mean, why not?
I've
had so many black phones in my life.
Real-world user experience. Pixel 5 is a good example of our approach. Google software delivered a great experience, even on a chip that didn't win on benchmarks.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, Tensor's
okay.
CPU and GPU are much faster compared to any
80% faster CPU,
but what matters more
375% faster GPU. Those are big numbers.
Wow, that's
almost twice as fast.
Over the five, you know,
yeah,
considering the five was not cutting edge.
Right.
But
yeah, I'd like to see them compare it to the Qualcomm.
Yeah.
The 855.
Yeah, the current Qualcomm.
What is
somebody
it, 888? What is the current?
Do that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm pushing the button. It's just slow. I guess a lot of people are ordering.
Ever since our first Pixel 5 years ago, the Pixel camera has set the bar.
I didn't know Ron Howard works for Google.
Our leadership in computational photography and machine learning.
He's taken the place of Mark LaVoie.
Remarkable camera capabilities over the years.
It went to Adobe.
And have let Pixel users take some extraordinary pictures.
And was the camera guy.
Even when we've used ordinary camera components.
Not just at Google, but
everywhere.
Pixel 6,
we're applying all that software expertise to a fully upgraded camera system for the most advanced smartphone camera in the world. It's leagues ahead of our previous Pixel cameras. From the hardware, to the software, to the computational photography. For starters, let's take a look at the main camera. Both Pixel 6 and 6 Pro have a massive new 1 over 1.3-inch
50 megapixels as rumored, 82.3 field of view,
f1.85 micron pixels.
That's big pixels.
With night sight, the Pixel camera has always been able to do a lot with very little light. But now the primary sensor captures up to 2.5 times as much light thanks to those huge pixels. This means you're going
to
get photos with even greater detail.
So I wonder if 50 megapixels is really from Pixel shifting as opposed to true megapixels.
Pixel 6 Pro has a larger ultra-wide front camera that records 4K
video. I was thinking it had
sensor.
Yeah, that sensor, by the way, in real life, like that thing looks so deeply recessed. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, for a phone, that's a giant sensor.
Yeah, and it looks like, in person, it looks like a giant sensor.
So that the camera can fit in the
I don't even know if there's
phone.
A way to show it on.
And you can get up to 20.
Oh, I see. Do you see what they did? The sensor's actually down into the body. They're using a mirror.
Oh, so they're doing like a periscope thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Finally, the sensor behind the telephoto lens is even larger than the primary rear sensor in past Pixel phones. So you can capture great low-light zoom shots with night sight. When this amazing
I mean, it's
hardware
crazy. Looking into that
sensor,
particular sensor, you're looking into a box. It's there's like total dimension looking in there. It's like, oh, what else is hiding in there? You know?
Because you're basically taking lots of photos very quickly. Applying a machine learning algorithm to a single photo.
This is really exciting. I think Google
for each frame 60 times
is going to do an amazing
We've always dreamed of getting Pixel's video quality up to the signature photo quality.
And I'm really happy to see that they've decided they needed to kind of refresh it because it's been a great camera for years at this point. But I've always wondered, like, okay, take everything you've learned in the last 3 or 4 years and now apply it to a very modern array of cameras and see what you can do. And,
we also developed an algorithm called HDRNet, which could deliver the signature pixel look much more efficiently. With Tensor, we're able to embed parts of HDRNet directly into the ISP and accelerate it to make the process faster and more efficient.
Nice.
With this system, Pixel 6 can now run HDRNet on 4K video at 60 frames per second. That's 498 million pixels each second. And this is what Pixel 6 video looks like. You can see what a huge improvement.
So they're saying
this is.
HDR video,
the color accuracy,
40K,
is excellent,
good.
60 frames,
the vividness, the
which
stabilization,
is very nice.
And overall video quality.
I mean, they really need the video quality on the Pixels has been one of my criticisms, and I know I'm not alone on that. So I'm happy to see them addressing that as well. It's not just all about stills.
Have you ever had a perfect photo ruined
stills
by something random in the background? Let's say you want to be the only one on the beach in your photos. If you don't have access to a deserted island. Or don't want to spend hours in a photo editing suite, Pixel's new Magic Eraser can do the job. In Google Photos, you'll see suggestions for distractions you might want to remove from your photo.
Wow.
erase
those
them all
people
at once,
you don't like them, do
or
you?
Capturing them one by one. What really sets
this is about
apart,
you.
We're able to figure out
they've been talking about this as well for a couple
we can
of years.
Fill what's in its place.
Yeah, well, never yeah, you remember it. the infamous fence
right,
removal
in the baseball game?
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago at this point. It was coming soon.
Whether you took them
based on what they were talking
clearly
about.
Clearly, they were working on it, and maybe it takes
now they've got it on device
processor
show you
to
what's
do
possible
it.
With Magic Eraser.
And they also bring in the Hollywoods.
Hey, Hannah Buechler, production designer and world builder, working on Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
I love it.
I oftentimes consider myself a story designer, and I'm designing towards moods and tones.
I love this building.
I have to go back to my dad. We would drive around and we would just make up fantasy places. I can just remember seeing everything that he would say.
Yeah, if I crumb.
See, parents?
When I go on the location,
you do have an influence.
Hundreds of places. And for me, I have to envision what that certain
buy
place
here, right?
is going to look like for our story.
Still hitting that buy button, huh? Oh,
maybe it's just me because people are saying it's not the same
and
for
they
them.
And this big workout station that we had to take out. And this is what I could have showed him all along.
If I just had that gone. Oh, magic eraser.
Oh. Huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
If that really works as
that
shown.
Is not the right period car, so let's get rid of that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can present
yeah, really
this
cool.
as a 1950s
I mean,
game changer.
The bokeh effect has improved
Ooh,
over the
so
years, but it's never
so
truly perfect, although they're getting really close now. So I wonder if this is going
to
kind of go through
and
that same arc. This
be
first
be
iteration, yeah, it's
and
neat,
be able to
but
do
it could be better.
And
the next year it'll be better.
Once you start using that muscle of seeing past something, you're going to do it a lot, and then you're going to see the world and the creative. And I think
and can I
cool,
tell it
cool.
what I want to remove as opposed to it telling me, hey, I can remove this?
Yes, it looks like both. She drew over it and was able to remove it.
Okay,
so.
I missed that. All right, good. I'm happy to hear that.
You go to take a picture.
It will make a suggestion.
And the subject is moving.
But we'll also
can't quite get the perfect photo. It's a little blurry. Here's the same scene with and without our new face unblur feature. Normally, this great moment would be a blurry throwaway photo. There's too much motion and not enough light.
I'm logging in with a different browser on an iPad, and I can't even buy a device on that. So,
oh wow!
I think the site's just hammered.
To figure out if there are faces in the scene,
keep hitting continue until I get one.
Second camera, so it's primed and ready to go when you tap the shutter button. In that moment, Pixel 6 takes two images simultaneously, one from the ultra wide camera and one from the main. The main image uses a normal exposure to reduce noise. And the ultra-wide uses a faster exposure that minimizes blur.
Oh, this
machine
is, this
learning
again
uses the sharper
probably
face from the ultra-wide
a lot
with
of the
low-noise shot from
you
the main
know,
camera
the
to get the best of both.
Kind of dedication to
as a last
on-device
step,
processing.
Pixel camera takes one final look to see if there's any remaining blur in the fused
it's
image,
good.
Estimates the level and direction of the blur, and then removes it for you. In all, it takes four machine learning models combining data from two cameras to deliver the scene you know you saw but couldn't get from your camera until now, with face unblur. So most of the time, we want to eliminate blurriness from our pictures. But sometimes a bit of blur can actually add to the picture, especially for action shots that don't seem to have much action. Pixel 6 introduces motion mode, which brings a professional look to your nature scenes, urban photos, or even a night out. Typically, you'd create these effects with panning and long exposures, techniques that require fancy equipment and lots of practice. Motion mode makes it easy. For action shots like this one, the Pixel camera takes several photos and combines them, using on-device machine learning and computational photography to identify the subject of the photo, figure out what's moving, and add aesthetic blur to the background.
Oh, neat.
For a nature shot like this, the camera applies That's computational cool photography and ML to align multiple frames, determine motion vectors, and interpolate intermediate frames that are blurred, so you get this silky smooth waterfall. That sounds hard, but watch how easy this is. Nothing captures the energy of New York like a fast-moving subway train. With motion mode, just wait on the subway platform for the right moment, snap a photo of your friend, and you have a vibrant, artistic photo to remember this moment. Now, we know that not every picture is taken in the Pixel Camera app. Some of these new camera capabilities and image quality improvements extend to any app that uses the camera, including your favorite camera apps. Here's Snap founder and CEO, Evan Spiegel,
Evan
to tell
Spiegel.
You more.
Not his first Google Rodeo.
Has he been involved in different events in the past?
Yeah, we saw him. Where did we see him last?
Moments. Today, people use the Snapchat camera for so much more. As a platform for self-expression, creativity, and visual communication with friends. For Snapchatters, speed really matters. Billions of snaps are created every day, and our community wants to be ready to snap everyday moments as they happen. That's why we are always working on new ways to help Snapchatters get to our camera as quickly and easily as possible. We're excited to announce today that we are partnering with Google on a Pixel 6 feature called Quick Tap to Snap. This Pixel-first feature puts the Snap camera directly into the lock screen for fast and easy access to the Snapchat camera. Just tap the back of your phone twice and you're into the camera. This new feature is a speedy and simple gesture that will help our community snap more moments before they disappear. We've designed QuickTap to launch into camera-only mode so Snapchatters can create snaps even if they haven't yet unlocked their device. Once you make a great snap that you want to share, simply authenticate on your device to unlock the full app experience. With QuickTap to Snap, Pixel 6 will be the fastest phone to make a snap. And we're also working with Google on exclusive augmented reality lenses and bringing other key Pixel features like live translation directly into the chat feature.
Trying to get young people interested, I guess.
Snapchatters can talk to their friends in more than 10 languages, and conversations will be translated in real time. These are the
now what is the TikTok feature?
And we can't wait to bring more innovation to our community with our partners at Google.
Cinematic focus? No, that's Apple.
Yeah.
They've all got their partnerships, I suppose.
Hey, y'all. I'm Florian, and I lead Google's Image Equity Initiative, our cross-product mission to improve camera and image tools for people of color. Going back decades, cameras have centered light skin,
film.
A bias that's crept into many of our modern digital imaging products and algorithms,
and a
especially
challenge
because
for AI.
They're not being tested with diverse enough groups of
that's
people.
That's the problem, exactly.
Yeah. Photos are symbols of what and who matter to us collectively, so it's critical that they work equitably for everyone, especially communities of color like mine, who haven't always been seen fairly by these tools. This year, one of the advances in Pixel 6 and Google Photos that we're most excited about.
Actually, I look washed out. He looks great.
We knew that building for the community meant we had to acknowledge our own.
What about old white men? Come on.
From the folks who know this issue best. So,
pasty old white men.
Working with image experts like photographers, cinematographers, and colorists.
Now, this, of course,
who are
is really
celebrated
important.
For their beautiful
and Apple's
and
done this as well. Although it's interesting because Apple is not quite as explicit about this.
In a wide range
I suspect
of
they do exactly the same thing.
And in the process, they took thousands
and
of
they
portraits
certainly have a lot of people of color in their sample.
25 times
pictures.
More diverse to look more like the world around us. They worked directly with our engineers, telling them what was already working well and where we needed to do better. To make sure our images highlighted the nuances of all skin tones equally. And they kept it real.
When they had a really white background on the back or a light or anything, like they just looked very washed out.
And, you know, it's a beautiful pink sunset. There's no reason why she should be looking this green.
For this, I would love it if the camera, if this,
oh, this, is cool.
if this picture
They're
was
actually looking at images.
Darker.
The second
right.
image, yeah, absolutely
like
not.
It, fixing them.
No, it was just the color was, everything was just ashy.
If there isn't adequate light, the skin can sometimes skew a little gray or desaturated. When you take a picture of someone and they look gray,
that's
like
not
that's
good.
Not.
Look at me.
You know, that's not good.
It negated the blue.
You look dead.
It like washed out the blue that would have had the brown hue show up more in his skin.
I think that the instinct is suddenly if somebody is not used to shooting darker skin tones, the instinct is to just be like, you know, to shoot them much brighter. And it's just like, no, there really is like, we should appreciate and really sort of work toward like all the different hues and all the
I'm
different tonalities.
I'm trying to buy it on the Pixel as well.
How
and I'm
do
getting,
we make sure
can't add a device right now, which means
that
phone. So, even though you can get right up to the buy it now,
see themselves.
It should can't be quite. That everybody just kind of looks.
I don't understand that
like
one.
They look.
Can't.
I've tried different
it.
Models.
That wisdom helped us make
yeah, well, it's in Phi,
camera.
So it would be adding a device to my Phi
to
account.
Make a great
but
portrait, phone has
you know, they
to
offered it to me as a replacement.
And our experts
Phi
helped
account.
Us improve our face detection models,
just,
so the camera sees you.
Either
as
they're getting
walk.
Hit a lot, or they
From
weren't quite ready, or maybe this is their way of saying,
"To better reflect the beauty of your skin tone." And we improved our auto exposure tuning to make sure your skin looks like you, not unnaturally darker or brighter. They also inspired our teams to make advances like algorithmically reducing stray light
that can make
darker skin tones look ashy or washed out, and making nightside portraits less blurry for folks like me. All of these changes are part of Real Tone, improvements that led these experts to vote Pixel 6 as the most inclusive camera available. In a blind test across top smartphone cameras, they rated Pixel 6's camera as best in rendering skin tone,
Jeff Jarvis is also saying I get all the way to check out
and detail
get
for
an
people
error.
Of color.
So I think we're all
Google Photos
all
will also
that.
Have Real Tone baked into its auto enhanced editing
CJ.
Feature.
So we're all
so you
the button
always
at the
feel
same
seen
time.
From the instant you take a photo
Google search.
To the moment you edit and share.
The lucky ones will get
but
through.
This mission goes beyond Google Apps.
Red
Real
light,
Tone
green
will
light.
Improve the
I'm
camera performance for photos and videos in third party apps like Snapchat.
I'm ordering the
because feeling seen shouldn't
Stormy
be limited
Black
to just one tour company.
Because it comes with 256
This fall, we
that's
partnered with the New York Times to see how some of the most compelling
the most
contemporary image makers put Real Tone to work in their own art.
I mean, there is a benefit to Google calling this out, which is that there's going to be a lot of people after the fact testing for exactly this. I mean, there's going to be the people that are experiencing the camera in this way. But then there's going to be kind of these publicized, you know, journalists are going to take this as a reason to really dive into this and see how improved has it been developed in this regard. And that's good.
Picture Progress is a campaign created by T-Brand, our content studio at New York Times Advertising, in partnership with Google. The campaign for us is an opportunity to literally lay the groundwork of opening the dialogue around what does it look like to have a more equitable and visually representative future.
It's hard
we
to
put the Pixel 6
overstate
camera in the
how
hands of
problematic this
creators.
Has been for
we felt
decades.
As though getting their mm-hmm. unique perspective on yeah. image equity was very important. Kennedy Carter joined us on this effort. We were so excited to work with her. What we love about Kennedy is that her work expresses and really captures and elicits really
okay, I'm done taking pictures with a camera phone. Can you please give me a real camera? Thank you.
Power and compassion.
Well, maybe they did it all with a camera phone. I don't know. Maybe.
It's important to think of images as facts, whether it's an image of your family and your grandma cooking dinner, or it's something like a protest. This will be a point of reference for a very long time. I found that a lot of my sitters looked good no matter where
Time
they were.
Time magazine and artificially darkened the picture of OJ to make him look more scary.
At the image output,
oh, wow.
And,
like,
and
wow,
if the
software
artist,
or the film is doing that automatically,
the intention
it's projecting a bias on a whole group of
people
and make people feel good.
Yeah.
And make people feel proud.
She looks great.
This will be a game changer for sure. There's something very empowering about being able to see yourself as you see yourself, to see the nuances that make us all unique. Being able to know that you take a photo with a group of friends and everyone is represented
some
equally.
Solid
all
shots,
of their beautiful
right?
views yeah. are showing up in the same That's photo. Nice. It's our truth in our hands.
That's great.
Nice.
I'll hand it back to Brian now to take you through some remarkable speech innovations in Pixel 6.
Tensor is unlocking so many helpful
no real surprises,
features in
Pixel
6.
But at the same time, you know,
from improved
I think
quality,
a good marketing
blur,
pitch
blur.
From
yes.
Google.
We think it all adds
right.
up to Pixel yeah. 6 being the most advanced.
There really was not a whole lot that we were going to
no,
be
so
surprised
far,
by.
Everything we've
let's talk
exactly
about
what we've seen.
Making typing much faster on
but they're doing a great job of presenting.
No, nobody mentioned faster yeah, typing.
Natural way
what?
To go. But today's voice input systems just haven't been up to the task.
Just by talking.
First,
I do that all
understanding
the
nuance
I,
of
I
human speech
I do not
is really
try to type
problem,
on those little keyboards
challenges
on
that
phones,
are unique to
either on
person.
Apple or Android.
It means understanding syntax,
fluctuate,
intent,
depends
and context of your request. Knowing the terms and names that are important to you, but potentially uncommon to others. Understanding your accent and dialect. Isolating your voice when there's background noise. And even hearing you correctly if your mouth is full.
Ah!
Google has led the industry.
That's
for
a big
years.
Problem. I don't want to. I think
so
this
active.
Is a huge issue.
So good.
Or
let's not.
I'm always,
say that too loudly.
I'm always
I don't want my kids knowing about that.
Yeah.
they need to swallow their food before they talk. All right.
Thanks to Tensor, it does it using half as much power as previously possible.
I think it should say,
it's
"I'm
the
sorry,
most
I don't understand you. Your mouth is full.
Could you please finish what you're eating
and
then talk?
Swallow. Yes.
Voice typing experience based on some key insights about how people write. Let me show you how it works.
Respect me, please.
Hey, Ronnie, are you still up for dinner tomorrow?
Google's always been
with
superb at this and better. Oh, look at that. He inserted, he clicked an insert port and added to
name
it.
Is. Pixel
yeah.
is smart enough to take the hint from my contacts list, and the mic stays open while I tap to insert a clarification about who's
really
coming.
Really good. Really
Pixel
good.
Pixel even automatically adds the right punctuation.
And very fast.
So I don't need to specify where if to put commas and question marks. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
I'm super curious about
that. I am in the habit of saying question mark, period.
I hope you can come.
Yes. Mark.
Catherine is hosting this week.
Look at that. Put the period.
Of course,
right
Pixel
in.
Won't always know which Catherine I'm talking about. And the one I have in mind spells her name with a K.
So how do you fix that?
The language model also helps with transcription suggestions. So corrections make sense based on what you're saying. Historically, transcription suggestions have been the same ones designed for typing based on keystroke proximity. But that doesn't make any sense if you aren't typing with keystrokes. Now Pixel's model is phonetically based, meaning it suggests corrections that sound similar.
Google is, of course, poised to do this better than anybody, particularly with app.
Instead of catharsis or cathedral or whatever else you might have ended up with. And to make voice typing as fast as possible, I should be able to do more with my voice, including commands like clear or send.
Oh.
Pixel is smart enough to understand that I don't want those words in my message.
I want to talk like
I'm sure it's going to be
the old prospector. Clear. Can I do that?
I'm looking forward to it.
And it'll insert in parentheses really nice old prospector voice.
Send.
And when it can do that, that'll be amazing.
That will be good.
Also notice that your phone remembered it's Catherine with a K, so you won't have to make the same edit twice. The model adapts to your usage. And watch this. The model also unlocks the accuracy of emoji transcriptions, which is so much faster than searching through little pages of icons.
Wait a minute. Show me that.
Yeah.
I think we're making homemade pasta emoji and ice cream emoji.
Oh, my God.
With the new speech model, type in with your voice.
That hurts my brain.
Hallelujah.
I don't think I'll be able to do that very easily.
So you have to say the word emoji.
Oh. All this it's hard enough for me to use emoji.
So it's super fast and reliable. We really think it's going to change how you use your phone.
Google's
natural
awesome.
Language understanding.
Google's been so good at this. I really love the auto transcription feature that they added.
No question. That's so useful for everyone, not just from an accessibility standpoint.
Yeah.
It's a useful feature, and the Tensor speech models are making call screen even more accurate, Pixel 6.
This is a real advantage of having an AI chip in the phone. Of course, everybody does that now.
Bad experience for decades with hold music. Apple actually builds ML into their process. It's the worst. But Pixel 6 makes it so much better for you.
To their SoC.
Now, before you even place your call, Pixel shows you the current and projected wait times, so you can call when it works for you.
Oh, wow.
And when you do call and encounter that endless list of options, like press 1 for branch hours and locations.
When calling
actually don't need to
a
listen
company
carefully
that says, our line's really busy right now. Maybe you should call tomorrow.
Google Assistant listens for the details and shows them on screen.
Or later in,
the
week. But it doesn't matter when
course,
I call. They say that
you still
every
find
time.
Yourself in the hold queue.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry. Google Assistant will hang out on the line and listen to the hold music for you.
That's
it understands
nice
the difference
too.
Between
I've never
a recorded
used that feature,
message.
But they
so,
that
so is he saying on the line. Yeah, with this, you could instead of like staying on hold and navigating
it
the menu.
You. Yeah, they showed that at
I could just do it by text. Yeah, that would be nice actually.
People who don't speak the same language.
Much rather that. Yeah,
Pixel can help
like
with
that.
Smart, simple translation.
Having a phone conversation
wherever you need it.
That's auto-translated. That would be
just like with voice typing.
Yeah,
speed and accuracy are best in class.
I think that's what we're getting. Yeah.
Until now, these kinds of breakthroughs haven't been able to run on a phone. They require intensive computation on highly specialized hardware. This is exactly what Tensor is good at. It improves Pixel's translation quality by 18%. A level of improvement that typically takes multiple years of research from our world-class research team. And the improved model uses less than half the power when running on Tensor. We all have friends or family members whose native language isn't the same as ours. And I've always wished I could speak with them in the language they're most comfortable.
Here we go. So this is the simultaneous live translate.
Can I do it in a phone call?
My sister-in-law is Japanese. And here's a message from her. It says, I have a question about the latest Pixel. Now I can reply in English, and it will show up in Japanese for her.
In text.
Sure. Now I can finally tell you about it.
Look at that. Look how fast
it
did
happens
that.
Right
that was fast.
On the device in the messages app. So I don't have to deal with cutting and pasting text into Google Translate. In-app translation is also available in WhatsApp, Google Chat, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Line, and a growing list of other chat apps.
Oh, interesting.
Now,
that is super
we combine
cool.
our real-time translation models with our speech recognition models.
Bringing the world
we
closer
can translate
together.
Audio from any source in real time right on the device itself. It opens up a world of content for people. Watch YouTube videos in your own language. Stream a sports broadcast from another country. Watch Instagram live videos from around the world. All translated and captioned in real time for you, right on your Pixel 6. Translation is even integrated into the digital camera, so you can read signs, product labels, documents. And even menus.
This is the Google Lens technology they've had for so long, but I guess it's better
and
better.
Across all the speech and translation features in Pixel 6, you can see a few of the ways Tensor unlocks new capabilities. Google's ML research enables things like helpful voice typing, calling assistance.
I'm going to do all my text in emoji from now on.
We've got one last translation feature to show you today.
This
is
really
good. The improved interpreter
mode
in Pixel 6 is more fluent, faster than ever, and available in 48 languages. Here's my colleague Shanaz with Marie Kondo to try it out.
Marie Kondo. Awesome.
By the way, official statement from Google.
Marie Kondo
3 years of OS updates, 5 years of
security. Her Convery method of organization. So
that's what they
said. She has a television show, has written books. Yeah. And
five,
a
yes,
huge
but the major OS updates
that's
is
fine.
3 years.
That's
we were wondering if it was going to be 4.
About. Yeah.
But 3 is, yeah.
Plenty.
We saw it.
A live translate interview
Thank
with Marie Kondo.
Thank you very much for being our first live translate interviewee.
Sparking
I
joy.
Love seeing what sparks joy in other people's lives. What sparks joy for Marie?
私にとっては一人でも多くの方がこう片付けを終わらせてときめく人生を送っていただくこと、これが喜びです。
For me, it is a pleasure for as many people as possible to finish cleaning up and lead a thrilling life. I'm surprised that it's translated so perfectly.
What is it like working in a place where people don't speak the language?
確かに英語を話すということは私にとっては難しいことの一つですが、ただ違う価値観や違う言葉や文化を持つ人たちと交流できることはとても楽しいことです。Speaking
English is certainly one of the difficult things for me, but it's just fun to be able to join people with different values, different languages and cultures.
It was so nice to talk and connect with you in this way. Thank you.
正直なところ、こんなに私の言葉をしっかり翻訳して伝えてくださっていることに本当に驚いています。
Google's been showing this for years.
To be honest, I'm really surprised that my words
I think
have been
it's just
translated
getting better and better.
Yeah, but they just keep enhancing
and
it
now
to
it's
make
on
it
phone.
Less of a lift.
It's very fast.
It's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it more accurate? Yeah.
So
I think it's always been
to
pretty
hear
good.
Your excitement
yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah, but I mean, no question. They're improving the accuracy of this.
Yeah.
In the same way that they've improved the, you know, the speech text translation
now.
That we've interacted with a lot. It's just gotten better and better.
Let's go back to Rick.
Remember the early Google voice translations that it all started with. Horrible.
Well, I had YouTube transcription, which was always a joke. But
yeah. But now, so yeah.
That's
much
Pixel
better.
6.
Much better.
Pixel 6
right, they're
Pro.
Wrapping up, I think.
No
real surprises.
Pre-order today.
Well,
starting
sort
at
of.
$5.99.
Sort of.
And $8.99 for the Pro.
I've been hitting.
Head over to our online
Continue
Google store
over
pre-order.
Over.
Yes.
They'll be on store shelves starting
now,
on October 28th.
Available
October 28th.
You'll also see our lineup of Pixel accessories, including the beautiful new cases and the hands-free Pixel Buds A series. Between
love to get
the
this
incredible
before I leave
new
for
Pixel
vacation,
6 design,
which is unfortunately
phenomenal
on
camera
the 27th.
And speech capabilities, helpful new features.
That's okay.
And all the Android
It'd be
12
nice to
goodness.
Have that auto translate.
There's
though,
a lot
going
to
Mexico.
Be excited about this
My
year.
Spanish definitely needs help.
Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro completely reimagine Google's approach to smartphones and represent the very best of Google's helpfulness. They're phones that adapt to you, and I can't wait for you to check them out for yourself. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you
and
again.
In this next hour, we're going to announce
no,
our foldables. And we're
no
going
foldable,
to announce...
No foldable. And not a surprise. I thought that
the Pixel
remember.
Watch.
Yeah. No watch. Very good point. No, of course. I'm sorry, Jeff. No Chromebook or...
Yeah.
I can't believe you're here.
I mean, there were a whole lot of rumors around Nest hardware and everything. I mean, it's Pixel fall launch. And again, it goes back to the fact that Google is just not that good at keeping secrets. If there were other devices, guaranteed we would have seen them, flowing through like a waterfall.
Next year for the foldable. This is enough. I think this really is impressive. And
yeah,
I think Google's smart to make twice as many because
I'll teach you how to dress.
I think they made a good case here for it. I love this. This is beautiful. This is really a touching ad. They're so good at ads. So good at ads.
I can't wait for the world to see you.
It's gonna make me cry.
Like I do.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's really very touching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, Google. So yeah, Pixel 6, stuff. Pixel 6 Pro pricing is very affordable. I think it's fair to say $599 for the Pixel 6. You get a little more with the Pro, another camera, perhaps a bigger screen, perhaps more, we don't know, more processor speed, more memory. We just don't know. They said 12 gigabytes at front, and I think that's probably true for both models, which is interesting. $899 for the Pixel 6 Pro. I guess you're mostly paying for that camera. We'll find out. You have both of them, but you can't say anything, I know, about specs.
I mean, I've got, I have both of them. I mean, if I had the specs all printed out, I could say what the specs are and everything. But I mean, honestly, like, I did just get these, like, literally yesterday.
But mostly, I guess what I'm asking is, for the $300, what do I get? Is there a significant difference in the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro besides camera and size?
I believe that, okay, from my understanding, the 6 does have less memory, 8 gigs versus 8 the 12.
Gigs, okay. Although 8's a lot for a smartphone. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and I mean, for $600, especially, like we said earlier, when you compare it to the fact that last year you were spending $100 less and you were getting a lot less for your money with a Pixel 5. So you're getting a little bit less memory, the 8 gigs versus the 12. You're getting a smaller design, obviously. The Pro is slightly taller, although the difference is really not that huge. It's, you know, the 6 is not a tiny phone by any stretch. It's, it's a tall phone. The 6 Pro is just slightly taller. You get the extra camera on the Pro.
That's the biggest difference, you know, it sounds like.
That could end up being a really big difference. You get a larger battery on the Pro. That's so there are some differences. But I think you're right. I think what you're really paying for when you're upgrading is probably the improvement in cameras is probably one of the largest upgrades.
Which camera don't you get on the Pixel 6?
Oh, that's a good question. What is the Pro camera that you get? It could be... you know what? I think this is the one that does the telephoto, because I think you get a longer telephoto, longer reach on this. I can't remember.
I can't wait to see the images for this. So this is, I'll tell you what, we're going to know a lot more tonight. Jason will, of course, unveil these on All About Android, and I've had a whole day to kind of play with them. Take some pictures, will you? I really...
Well, you know, I'll take some pictures, but I can't show them to you.
Oh, you still can't? When does that embargo lift?
Well, that sometime next week.
You can't talk about it, probably. Yeah. I hate embargoes.
I know. You know, it's the dance with the devil, right?
Yeah,
it's
like, no, that's fine. I'm glad you have it. I'm thrilled you have it.
Yeah, me too.
So pre-order now if you can get through. The website for many of us is still a little laggardly. In other words, I've been hitting the buy button repeatedly every 5 seconds, both on my phone and on the desktop and on my iPad, and nothing yet. But presumably you can order today for a delivery. I guess, you know, and I don't see a delivery date on my order here, but I'm going to guess on the 28th. That's when they said it'll be in stores. But have they said anything to you? Do you know what the ship date is on these?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that date yet. So
I haven't gotten to that part. Is anybody in our chat room or in the Discord? Has anybody been able to order it? Do you see a ship date on that? Yeah, the store is barely loading. It's been barely loading for this entire event. I feel lucky. I even got to the point where I could order, pay for it.
Yeah, right. But you weren't. But you weren't able to put through the order officially, though.
I'm sitting right on it. I'm a Google Fi. You can show this, John, because I'm a Google Fi user, so I'm ordering it through Fi. It's all here, and I see all the options, but what I don't see is delivery date. And then when I hit continue, it just sits there. So, and yes, you do get the Pixel Buds. Let's just see what the promo details are. With the Pixel 6 or Pixel 6 Pro purchase, that makes the 6 even really more affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed.
And you'll get a redemption code in the mail, in the email. So you have to order it by October 27th, including you could also get the Pixel Pass. Let me show you the details on the Pixel Pass, because it is actually exactly as we thought. But the Pixel Pass is an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. I was really hoping there would be a subscription bundle that isn't tied to the device. That would be useful for me, because I do the YouTube Premium, the YouTube Music. I do
This would replace that, storage. I guess, right?
I mean, it would if I needed to finance my hardware through Google, yeah. Which I don't really need to do. You know,
it's really a financing plan. So
yeah.
It's not like the Apple plans where you get a new phone every year, that kind of thing. It's just basically financing it. Anyway,
although they did say you get a new device every 2 years, but
every two years,
I don't know how that. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jason Howell, get to work. You got some stuff to do before tonight. All About Android coming up tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I am confident there will be more to talk about. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Thank you all for joining us for the Pixel fall launch for 2021. Indeed, that's all we saw is two new Pixel phones living up to the promise that the rumors gave us. Pricing is real, $599 for the Pixel 6, $899 for the Pixel 6 Pro. Orders today, if you can get through. Delivery unknown. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.